This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into the Ciroc Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Network. The Saints going down 26-8 to the L.A. Chargers out in SoFi Stadium. We heard also from quarterback Spencer Rattler after the game. Before we get into what he says, here's let us pause 10 seconds, and we'll get stations to identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We'll get right into it. Spencer Rattler goes 12 of 24, passing 156 yards. Here's what he had to say after the Saints lost to the Chargers today.
Assessing, in your own opinion, the day you thought you had today.
You know, I think we were moving the ball at a good rate in that first half, and even a little bit in that second half. We just would go forward, then backward. So, you know, we all shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, you know, just with little things. And, you know, we just didn't make enough plays to win the game.
You think, frustrating? Was it fair to make the change in quarterback? What was your opinion on that decision?
Look, I control the controllables, you know. You know, I'm just I'm a team guy. I'm going to want us to win either way. So, you know, it is what it is.
Spencer, just was there the expectation for you all to get back on track, just considering who you were getting back today and you know, with all those guys out and still not having production? How'd you do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a given that you're going to go out there and, you know, shred it all over the field and win the game. It's not a given. We got to go out there and earn it. So, you know, it starts with me. It starts with, you know, our QB room. And, you know, we got to set a better standard to go out there and play at a higher level. And just collectively as a group, got to be better.
I know it felt like you were in third and long, third and 14, third and 15 much of the day. But I guess maybe even plays leading up to that, is there anything, you know, when you look back that you wish you had done differently?
Try to run around and make more stuff happen, you know. You know, I think it's a good defense. You know, they took away that top part of the field. You know, it's a good sound defense with good players and, you know, good at tackling. Made some plays here and there, you know, in the half, got some points, which was good. Wanted to come out and do the same, but we didn't, you know, and just got to be better.
Was that they were then trying to take away some of the vertical stuff in this game?
Yeah. You know, they try to take away that deep part of the field, and you know it's that's their go-to, you know, and you know, they might make you play dink and dunk ball and drive it down the field, and we did a few times, but you know, we protect the ball. We had no turnovers, but we just gotta just make more plays and, you know, convert and not shoot ourselves in the foot.
Derek obviously could be back soon. I mean, what's your assessment of what you're able to do with this opportunity? Obviously, the circumstances aren't ideal, but when you add the 3 weeks together.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we didn't get any wins. So, you know, that's very unfortunate. We want to win. You know, our goal is to come in here and win to get some momentum going, going into another divisional game next week. But, you know, just control the controllables, you know, all of us. So got to get back to work and figure it out.
Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler after the black and gold fall 26-8 to the L.A. Chargers. Black and gold now 2-6 on the season, have lost their last six games. Oof. We will be back with more, and you will hear from the main man. Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert sounds off right after this, so stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Plenty to vent here on the Ciroc Point After. Want to hear from you folks, too. 504-260-1870. We'll be going till 8 o'clock this evening, or 9 o'clock this evening. Sorry,
yeah,
Cajun Cannon.
You can't cut us off
can't,
an hour.
Can't Come cut on. It off now, right?
Yeah, we have to torment ourselves.
A brutal one.
Till 9.
Six straight loss, Bobby. I don't even know what to say anymore with this ball club. It was hard to even take away any positives. 26-8, though, this team now 2-6 on the season. Things are looking bleak for the black and gold.
Well, I'm going to say a bleak statement, then I'm going to kind of, you know, always.
You got some sunshine?
No, I just like what happened in the series. And no, it kind of, you want to be positive, but then it kind of always goes negative. And I'm not trying to be negative. Believe you me, I'm a half full kind of guy, glass half full instead of half empty. But right now, half full, and not even, right now I'm so discouraged, it's not even half empty, it's just freaking empty. You know, half full, there ain't no water in the glass. There ain't nothing. I'm dry, I'm in the desert. I got, my mouth's all chalky. I'm like, you know, you get that cotton mouth? Oh, a cotton mouth snake.
I'm parched.
I'm parched. Even the rattler ain't even rattling. Spencer Rattler. Rattlesnake.
It's a quiet rattle.
No, I think he got defanged. He ain't got no more fangs. I mean, it's very discouraging. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you where we're at right now. Who that nation? The Saints, 6th straight loss. For the first time since 2005, pre-Katrina.
Ouch.
You know who was the coach? Jim Haslett. Now, think about that. What, we won 3 games that year? I want to say because we were playing 16, we were 3-13. So you can understand that, all the adversity. But, you know, we actually were 1-0 in that season. We won at Carolina in the very first game. And we ended up finishing 3-13. So we were 1-0 just like we beat Carolina this year. And that was pre-Katrina. Then also, we know what happened with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But that was the last time we had 6 straight losses. I was kind of encouraged because we play in the Chargers. And, you know, we've had their number as of late. The Saints have won their last 4 meetings with the Chargers. You know, it doesn't matter. We can play them in London. We can play them in New Orleans, San Diego. We were waxing them by an average of 33.5 points. So. But we can't even score in double digits now. 8? At one time when the score was like 3-2 or whatever, what is this? Like you're watching the World Series? Between the Dodgers and the Yankees, like a baseball score. Is this modern-day football? Now, I could tell you, if you win those kind of games, I'm all for it. But if you don't win, I'm going to go do something else. And then sometimes if it's a shootout like an arena football game, then you tend to watch. But if you have in a game that's not kind of in the teens, and that's the way the Chargers have been playing. The Chargers have had the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They were giving up 13.5 points a game, or 13.8 to be exact. So that didn't surprise me, considering with our backup quarterback, that Derek Carr's not playing, we only scored 8 points. So that didn't necessarily surprise me. But if I look at it... Now, those 4 victories in a row, you know how we, like this year, there's nothing to toot our horn about because, you know, we've whipped Tampa Bay more than any other franchise in the NFL. You know, we played them so many times. We've whipped them more, but they whipped us this year. What have you done for me lately? Well, the same thing, the 4 victories in a row against the Chargers was the franchise's longest current winning streak against a league opponent. Well, can't say that no more. And then... You know, I thought maybe we could tie the series out of 14 games. You know, they were up 7-6. Well, now they're up 8-6. It's not 7-7. On the road. You know, it's always hard to win on the road in the NFL. Well, we were 3-4. Not 4-4. We're now 3-5. So it's like nothing to write home about. It was very, very discouraging. Now, I don't know. I'm being objective with this. And I think if we truly look in the mirror, and you can love the Saints, it's not however you view it. And I said, I think it'd be the same song and dance from last year to this year. I don't know about that. To me, because I thought we were middle of the pack in the NFL. There's 32 teams. I thought, nah, we're not in the 20s. We're about, I don't know, maybe best case scenario 12, but I think probably more like 15 or 16. Now we're more like in the 20s. I still don't think we're the worst team. Now you let us lose to Carolina, and we're playing that Carolina next game, then the sky has fallen. You know, it truly has fallen. But right now, that's nothing to write home about. How can you stay status quo if you're in the 20s? There's 32 teams. You're not even in the middle of the pack. I think that's where we're at right now, and it's very discouraging. Okay, look at our roster. Okay, Mickey Loomis, the whole organization, you have to look at this. I mean, the players play. Now, the coach has got to coach them up. But I'll look at our players. Who you consider as our most explosive player? Alvin Kamara? Okay, he contributed. I look at Alvin Kamara today. Now he dropped a couple of times, lack of concentration, catch the ball. Jake Hayner didn't throw it that hard. You got to catch it, Alvin. He had 122 total yards from scrimmage. That's outstanding. If he does that every game, Alvin Kamara is doing his job. But isn't he considered an old running back, an old player?
29 years young.
Yeah, I think he's 29 young, like Derrick Henry. Isn't Derrick Henry with the Ravens like 30? But he's still running, not like he's in his 30s. But he's still considered an old football player, whether by league standards or position, considered an old player. Where I look at where we at right now, okay, I want somebody to challenge and call me and name me a player. Do we have any great young players on the Saints right now? I'm not talking about good. No, Chris Olave is good.
Elite.
Or just great. Yeah, I'm not even talking about the best of the best. I'm just talking about like elites, like top five. And you can be great without being elite. You know, it's different however you describe it.
Yeah.
But I think right now, do we have any great players? Any great young players? I think we and I'm not talking about good. I'm talking about great. Okay, name a young player. Who do we have? I guess you could still consider him young because he could start for a number of teams. McCoy at center?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, here's our great young player, our center. Oh, yeah. Oh, do we have any skilled players that are great and young?
I was going to say, I'm hoping Fuaga ends up in that conversation, but yeah, not yet.
He's still got a ways to go. Got to get more experience. He gets some penalties that he shouldn't be getting. And speaking of penalties, it seemed like we had 7 penalties, 66 yards. It seemed like, you know, I say you never want 9 penalties or more, 100 yards. That 7 for 66 yards seemed like 9 for 100 yards.
Felt like it for sure.
Just the timing of them and how it went down. And, okay, so I'm talking about great young players. Okay, I'm looking at Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alante Taylor. I mean, what? You know, I'm always saying I want our wide receivers to make contested catches when the ball's up there. You know what other teams do against us? They make the contested catches. Our DBs don't win. I see like Justin Herbert a couple of times. He just threw the ball up. Now, you don't have bad coverage, but we don't make a play on the ball. I think overall, we don't make a play on the ball as an offensive team receiver or as a defensive back. We don't do it either way. I mean, it's like, hey, you're in position, make a play. Look at a chunk play. Look, what's his name? McConkey?
Lad McConkey, right.
So look at a game he had. 6 targets, 6 catches, 111 yards.
And he was doubtful coming in.
18.5 yard average, 2 touchdowns. I don't know. He looks like he's about in 9th grade. You know, looking at him, well, I don't know. He sure had a lot of confidence and success against the Saints. And don't you have to... I don't know, score in this day and age. I always say, come on, if your offense is clicking. Now, we might turn the corner with Derek Carr. I think we're going to have to. If you got to score in the 20s. 8 points. I mean, it's the third game under Dennis Allen that they've not scored a touchdown. This day and age, you have to score a touchdown. I mean, you have to have to. We did not score a touchdown. So, I don't know, Justin Herbert. I mean, he's a big quarterback. I don't think he ever really wants to run. But I don't know, you can run against the Saints. It just seems like that. He's not a Jared Allen, you know, the Buffalo Bills, whatever. But when he had 3 rushes for 49, 50 yards, he had that long game. What was that one run he had? He had that 38-yard run. I mean, I think he wasn't even trying to run, and he was getting 38 yards.
Yeah, he kind of looked around like, is this really happening?
Okay, now, you know, I've always taken up for the coaches on special teams, Coach Rizzi and Coach Galliano.
Oof.
But what are we telling the punt returners? Even though if it's the great Rashid Shaheed, all-pro punt returner, who fumbled the damn ball inside the 5-yard line against Atlanta, think about what happened there.
Gave them a touchdown.
Gave them a touchdown. And then all of a sudden, we're putting in there with one of the Jackson 5, with Jermaine Jackson. I don't know. I'm kind of joking. But Jermaine Jackson, we put him in there. And what does he do? I'm like saying, okay, he fielded a punt on the 4-yard line. What are you doing? If you're going backwards, no, let the ball bounce. It might go out the end zone. but you can't field it at the 4-yard line. And then he fair catches one at the 5-yard line. You should never do that.
Right, why?
Never. You got to go 95 yards or whatever. Oh, but Bobby, maybe you can have a long, sustained drive. So not the way our offense is right now. We need half the field. We don't need the whole damn field. But this is when I was kind of discouraged because we were up like the World Series. It was like a baseball score when it was 3-2. We're up 3-2. And all of a sudden, we gave up a 15-play, 90-yard drive, the clock, 8 minutes, 7 seconds, to make it 9-2 because, remember, they missed the extra point. So instead of 10-2, it's 9-2. But it was 3-2, and we give up that kind of drive. But again, those little bitty things. So when you attack every I don't want to see against Carolina or Atlanta, because NFC South, that we're going to have going on the road to Carolina. Atlanta's coming here. No, it's going to happen quickly. I don't think the Saints are going to make any decisions. They're going to let this thing play out. But are you confident that, to me, okay, the Saints might argue that 8-9, 9-8, that means we could be trending in the right direction because you're kind of middle of the pack, 500. Right now, I think if we go 7-10, it might be a great accomplishment. But 7-10, right now, that's not bright for the future. 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I say that all the time. But like I said, I think we're in the 20s right now the way we play it. Even with Derek Carr coming back. Again, do we have any great young players? Do we have any great young players? Think about that and how this team is structured.
I think we have some very good young players.
Yes, good. Very good. That's different than very good or good. I'm talking about great or, like you said, elite.
Right.
No. I'm saying the center, McCoy. And then Cesar Ruiz maybe at times. They're young. But, I mean, it's nothing to write home about. And it might be, Chris Olave. Oh, since he's been here, he's a 1,000-yard receiver. Well, hell, we play 17 games. He should have 1,000 yards receiving. And today, Chris Olave did good. He had 107 yards. He had 14 targets, 8 catches, 13.5-yard average. He had that long gain of 28, but he's still looking to fall down. He's Brandon Cooks Jr. He wants to catch the ball and fall down because, I don't know, he's like maybe like Tua. I don't want to get knocked out, on my head or whatever. We don't have the big alpha. Like, you know who just signed the alpha? Look at his size. Who just went to the Chiefs?
DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
Right.
D-Hop. You could say Jamar Chase. You can look. And I'm not hating on Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave can be a number two for a lot of teams, but he's
good
not
to
that.
Very good.
Yeah. He ain't good to very good. He ain't great receiver. The bottom line. Now, bear with me, and then we're going to go to the callers. I'm looking at, if I just saw this, third down. Okay, this is outstanding. If you count fourth down, they were 0-for-1. They were 3-of-13 on third and fourth down. That's outstanding by the defense. But I guess they were doing good on first and second down. But they still were getting a lot of third downs. But we were terrible on third down. We were 2-of-16, 13%. Steve, I told you this. And we've had games where they were 0-for-1. I don't think in my life I've ever been like 1-for-10 on third down. Now, I might have sucked like 3-of-10. Or something like that. But like 1-of-10.
Never just one.
No, never. I'd recall that because, I remember.
That would stick with you.
Yes, because that would bother me. I'd be like, come on, we were 2-of-16, 13% on third down. Well, how can you have sustained drives? Now, to me, this is great for the Saints. Can we keep this up going forward? Running the football. Now, I like to have, Coach Kubiak would want to have like 28, 32 carries. We had 21 carries. We averaged 5.6 yards a carry, 117 yards. So that's pretty good. Now, I would have lost money because I thought they'd run the ball 35 times or more. Well, they ran it only 29, but they averaged 4.2. So we did tackle better this game, that 122 yards, but a lot of that 4.2 average because of Justin Herbert. All of a sudden, he had that 49 yards rushing, and he had 12 and a half yard average, that long gain, like I said, of 38. I'm looking at Kamara. He averaged 6.7 yards a carry. Taysom ran the ball four times. He had that long gain of 8, 5-yard average. Kamara, long gain, 24. Kendra Miller. I mean, I don't know what he hurt his other hand or which hand did he hurt.
They said that's the hamstring on the other leg that he had hurt during training camp. So a separate
that's
issue.
Freaking unbelievable. Kendra, what? You can't even play 50 plays and you hurt your hamstring? Well, what? You like a high-performance car? Oh.
Just came back, right?
It's like, oh, I got a damn spark plug. So something's not working. Well, he ran the ball three times. He had a long gain of 10, 5.3-yard average. No, it's just very, very discouraging. I think I can look at Olave and all them receiving and all, and then what Rattler and Hayner did. But their quarterback rating in the 70s and all that. Justin Herbert ended up having 111.5 quarterback rating. But it just was, you know, to tell you the truth, just a damn boring game to me. I mean, and you don't want it to be. You want it to be. It's boring because I really didn't feel like this Saints had a chance to win. It wouldn't have been boring if we were on top. Look, it's a slugfest. It's 3-2. Are
back
we winning?
Back and forth, right.
9-2 or something. But we have a chance. I really didn't. I always felt like we were playing catch-up. Maybe we might be lucky and have an ugly win. But then it got to the point, damn it, that ain't
we
even
getting nothing.
That ain't even going to happen. So I thought it was a good addition, and he helps out DeMario Davis. The last thing I'm going to talk a little bit about the defense, Pete Werner. Now, he did get fooled sometimes in pass coverage because I think he's overly aggressive. Pete Werner ended up with 9 tackles. He led the team, 7 unassisted, 2 tackles for a loss. JT Gray is always leading on special teams. He had 2 tackles. Chase Young, he now has a whopping 2 sacks for the season. He had a half a sack with Alante Taylor. They both gave him each a half a sack. But Chase Young, this is one of his better games. At least he had 2 quarterback hurries, a tackle for loss, a pass defending. Amadi coming off the corner playing now, the nickel, because the injuries in the secondary. He ended up with a sack. Colin Sanders had a sack, a quarterback hurry, but nothing really to write home about. And again, now we're going on a break. I'm going to tell you this. Again, Who Dat Nation, I want y'all to comment. I want all of y'all to comment on this. Okay, do you think we're in the middle of the pack in the National Football League right now, or do you think we're about in the 20s? I'm not saying we 30, 31, or 32. I think we're still like in the 20s, but not no middle of the pack. And do we have any great young players? I'm not talking about good. I want you to tell me what great young player, and what I would classify as young, 26 or younger. Maybe 27. I might give you that. So I'm not talking about no 30-year-old. No, some 30-year-olds can play at a very high level. I'm talking about, because y'all look at the future. What young studs, great young players do we have, our lead players?
Because,
I want you to tell me.
Like you mentioned, Alvin Kamara no doubt is in that category, but he's 29 right now.
He's going to be 30 next season.
Right.
Okay, you think we're winning? Black and gold in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. That for sure ain't happening. You know, Taylor Swift might be in the Superdome.
It's Tay-Tay's dome now.
Yeah, I mean, she's taking over the city. I mean, I don't know. The fans are, and it's good for the economy. Good for Taylor Swift and all the money she brought here, because that's what's happening. That's the thing that's a good sign. The Pels are getting waxed right now by the Trailblazers.
Over. Blazers won.
Yeah, they were losing by 20, and then the Saints, I don't know. I might go.
Rough weekend for NOLA Sports.
I might walk out of here and go buy me a Taylor Swift T-shirt. But I don't know. Now it's 40-some bucks for a T-shirt. When has it been 40-some dollars for a T-shirt? I remember you used to be able to get a good concert shirt for, I don't know, at the most, 15 bucks.
I was going to say in the 20, 25 range for sure.
So now, like $45 for a T-shirt. What?
We are taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. You can sound off 504-260-1870. You heard the Cajun Cannon. What young, great players does this black and gold squad have? We'll talk about it even more right after this break on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on the Ciroc Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Want to get into all the fine callers lined up here, 504-260-1870. And up first, Hector in New Orleans. You've got the mic, Hector. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm beyond disappointment. But anyway, to answer Bobby's questions, we don't have any elite or great players. What we have are just serviceable players, period. That's it.
Amen.
We don't have any alpha males. And not only that, also to answer your question, Bobby, I think we're lower than what you're saying in terms of our rating in the, of NFL teams for one simple fact. This is the halfway through the season. You're in year three, and you're still talking about how you can coach better. I think we're going to be much lower. I don't see us winning that many more games, maybe one or two. We may get lucky. Like you said, I don't think they're going to make a change. They're going to let it play out. But it's just disappointing because we went from having really good alpha males. In fact, I think the question you should be asking is, where are our leaders as opposed to great players?
Well, our leaders are old. I mean, they're getting, and they're not. Listen, you know what? Okay, look at Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis.
Still leaders, right.
Okay, they're still leaders, but then everybody watches the film. And if you're not making plays, you got to walk the talk. If you're not making plays, the young players look at, man, you ain't doing jack. Well, what the hell are you talking about? So you look like Ray Lewis with the Ravens. At the end, he was still making plays. So like when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. So then that's why you can't just be talking to be talking. You can lead the team, but you also have to lead by example and as far as your play. So that's why it's kind of hard. Now, Hector, you know what's crazy? I mean, I don't know, different personalities. You could be stoic in how you address a team. And the bottom line is you have to win. However, you could push the right buttons to win. But doesn't in the post game kind of the same song and dance? Again, I use that term a lot. Doesn't it sound like, I don't know, Dennis Allen sounds like a defeated man. Wouldn't you want him a little pissed off or ticked off? I would give me a little Jim Mora there. Like, you know, and I'm not saying playoffs, you know, but like the woulda, coulda, shoulda, we ain't good enough. We ain't
sucked.
Doing,
we stunk.
Yeah, we
diddly
ain't
poo.
Doing, yes. It's a light of fire. Now, maybe the young players can't handle that. They might not react to that and play worse. Because it does matter, being a sport, you know, if you're a sports psychologist, how you talk to people. Now, you have to know your team. Maybe Coach right. Allen couldn't talk to the team like that. I don't know what he does behind closed doors. Because I always tell you this, I never forget. Like Darren Gilbert, he went to Cal State Fullerton, he's playing tackle. And if he was getting whooped and I got on his behind and I had a few choice words for him, he would play worse. And then that means I would get hit more. So I had to tell him, come on, Darren, you can do it, and totally encourage him all the time. Now, if I talked to Stan Brock that way, the mountain man from Oregon, played at the University of Colorado.
Fired him up.
He would look at me like I'm some kind of wuss or something. Like, what? You better get on me. And so we'd be going back and forth to each other, and that would light a fire on him. So it's how you motivate people. I don't know. That might not be Dennis Allen's personality. But I know some Who Dat Nation fans would wish he'd be a little more fired up and not as the same song and dance after every game. We got to coach him up. And it just sounds defeated. And the thing is, it's a big sample size. You might say, well, Bob, it's – you know, it's much more than the results. No, Mickey, it's more than the results. I mean, it is the results. That, you know, it's either you win or you lose. And that's the bottom line. And then you look at Coach Allen, what he did and with the Raiders. Yes, that was a head coaching opportunity. And then now with the Saints. Well, at one time, Dennis Allen was with the Saints, hovering around a 500 coach. Charlie, look this up. I want to say he's now 18 and 24. I mean, if you do 18 plus 24, so that's 42. I don't know, 18 and 18 is 36. So that's well under 500. So I don't know, Hector. When I look at it right now.
Right now, Bobby, the Panthers currently in the NFC 1-7. The next team is the Saints at 2-6. After that, the Giants are 2-5. They play tomorrow, and then you got some 3-4 teams in the 49ers and Rams. So the Saints are the second to worst team in the NFC right now. Not the South, just the entire conference.
So that means we're we could be around 30. We could be in the 30s. Let's see,
hate to say, but yeah, 30. Probably worse than the 20s.
So wait, at our schedule, don't we play the Giants? Do we play the Giants?
We do have them in New York.
Oh, we got Carolina. Oh, then listen, at the bottom of the league, we get to play face to face. You know, get to compete against them. And I can tell you this right now. You know, you could keep you from being 30th, one before last or last. And you know who it should be?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. You're paying the son of a gun $150 million. I'm not saying you got to be a miracle worker and take the Saints to the playoffs, but I know you got to be the difference making. You can't lose to Carolina, can't lose to the Giants. Whoever you perceive is the but you know how the NFL, how about Jameis Winston? Look what he did.
Got the job done.
All of a sudden, the Browns beat the Ravens. Wasn't the Ravens considered the best in the league?
Absolutely. Right up there with everyone's like penciling in AFC Championship, Chiefs, Ravens.
That's why I love the NFL when it's pros versus pros.
Right.
But the one thing is, do the Saints look motivated right now? Do they look like, I mean, they're like playing out the string, it just seems like. You know, it'll be interesting. You're going to go on the road at Carolina. I mean, the Saints will probably be favored. I don't know. Are they going to be favored considering how they waxed Carolina in the first game? They probably are, but it'll be interesting to see what happens that game. And then, Atlanta, you know, always say they always, no matter what their record, they always split with Atlanta. I don't know about this year.
And Captain Kirk's rolling right now.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, that is the second coming of Matt Ryan. That's what Arthur Blank looked at. That's why they encourage in Atlanta right now.
We are taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. You can sound off too with the Cajun Cannon, 504-260-1870. Getting your calls and a lot more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Another rough one, Saints fans. They go down 26-8 at the hands of the L.A. Chargers. Now 2-6 on the season on a six-game skid for this black and gold squad. Going to get right into our talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. Going to Sam and Gonzalez. What you got for tonight, Sam?
All right, don't cut me off. I got 4 points to make.
All right.
All right, number one, I think the coach needs to go. He's been there in his third year, hasn't produced or got better since he's been here. Number two, you got a lot of older players. I think they need to start cleaning house. Number three, Dennis Allen's press conference said we did some good things. What game was he at? And number four is, you know, I'm retired now. I thought about taking a job just on Sunday so I don't have to watch that.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, Sam, you never want to get a fan base where you're complacent or apathy, that you don't care. I don't know. I'm so mad at the Saints. My wife gave me a grocery list. I'm going shopping. I've got to go get groceries. Or, you know, we're in the fall, or the weather's getting a little cooler. I'm so frustrated, I'm just going to cut the grass, even though the grass don't need to be cut. I'm just going to do something else. No, that's what you don't want from a fan base. And they don't mind paying for a product if the product is good. So you can't take your fan base for granted.
Or be entertaining, at least.
Entertaining. Like in a shootout. Boy, we played hard, we played tough.
Right.
And it just didn't work our way. But as of late, no, it's not been entertaining. And would Derek Carr make it more entertaining? I think we got to wait and see. And Charlie was bringing up, Stephen, and we were talking about this. You know, who's the bottom of the barrel in the NFL? Where all of those teams were playing. Okay, Charlie, come on, Charlie. Name the four teams who we all play, like the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah, we all playing them. So that's like, let's see where you ranked amongst the, we're not talking about like postseason. And, considering, you know what's crazy right now? Now they got the tiebreaker with us, and we play them the last game of the season, that being Tampa Bay. Well, what's Tampa Bay's record right now, Charlie? Okay, 4-4. Now, think if we'd have won, now woulda, coulda, shoulda again, then you'd have three wins. That's why it's discouraging, because we cannot even take advantage. It's not like somebody's running away with the NFC South like Atlanta is now, or it's not like they're undefeated or only have one loss. If you look at it overall, and you objective, you follow football, I mean, do you think the Saints are on any level of an NFC North team? Okay, so you look at, like, the Lions, the Packers, the Vikings, whatever, and then even look at the Bears. Washington and the Commanders end up beating the Bears. No, so that's why it's not like, oh, are we in a tough division, Bobby? I don't know how we really could turn around. I'm telling you, by not being able to, because from a psychological standpoint, a mental standpoint, for us not being able to close out the game, two games, against Philadelphia, against the Eagles, and the Falcons, that all of a sudden, it deflated us. And that shows you, I mean, so close but so far, how we didn't finish. And then all of a sudden, when we're going to say we went downhill and we down in the valley and we don't, it's not peaks and valleys, but we stay in the valley, it all started with that Eagles and Falcons, those games. And when you think about it, 2-0 against Carolina and Dallas, that seems like it was like the COVID year or something. That seemed like so long ago. When the hell did that happen?
Well,
Bobby, it's not that bad. They crushed Dallas. Dallas is pitiful. I mean, it's like you talk about beating Dallas. The Lions, who are truly a relevant team, they whipped Dallas and Dallas more than we whipped them. No, the Cowgirls are still sorry. Now, the only thing I can hope is to help me sleep a little bit better tonight. Come on, I don't even like the 49ers, but I'm like, go Niners with them damn Cowgirls.
Taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. We'll be back with more right after this. Taking a break on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Ciroc Point After, folks, Venture Global is donating $10 per Saints receiving yard to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global, innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donations now after tonight's game is $17,400. Shout out to Venture Global there. We're getting back into our Oakenhard Jewelers text line here on the Ciroc Point After. You can sound off, like I said, 504-260-1870. Going to our good buddy Cajun Cannon, Hollywood in Thibodeau. What's going on, Hollywood?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Bobby. How y'all doing?
Hey, Hollywood. Hey. I hope you're feeling better. I know that the Saints give you a pain in your side or what? I know you're dealing with some health issues right now.
I just got like the Saints players. I'm on injury reserve, so okay. We'll do some stuff tomorrow.
Yeah? I got you. But I don't know. That was very discouraging. I know. Listen, yeah. If you even objective, you had to be discouraged today. Come on.
Well, Bobby, my hourglass has been empty about a week or so ago, the way they play. And we just a sad football team. Now, I'm telling you, Bobby and Steve, if we lose to Carolina next week and the way we play, I can still see us going 2-15. What do you think about that?
Well, I just don't want to accept that because, to me, I don't know, flip a coin like against Carolina, flip a coin against the Giants.
Right, you feel we're better than that, obviously.
Yeah, flip a coin against the Raiders. You know, so, I mean, I don't know, the Browns. I mean, what Browns team is going to show up?
The Jameis Winston revenge game.
But you know, Hollywood was crazy, and I was telling Steve this. When the schedule comes out, when is this, Steve? Like in right after the draft, or this is a May or April, whenever.
It's definitely
out?
A little after the draft when it finally comes out.
Yeah, so I always love doing the schedule prediction. When the schedule comes out,
right?
To see what's going to happen. Do you know at this point, Charlie? After week 8, I had the Saints at 3-5. Now, do we have two wins?
Okay, yeah, you're not far off.
But then I had us depending at the end. Now, I thought it does matter from a fan's perspective how you lose, I'm telling you. Even though you get discouraged, we got to win those games. How we lost to the Eagles, how we lost to Atlanta. You get discouraged. Now, we got waxed by the Chiefs. As of late, no, but we don't have a chance. How we lost to Tampa Bay. I mean, how we lost today. Well, no, even though that game was close, it's like the Chargers were in control. So I had us at 3-5. And then, because I had us the first time losing to Atlanta, because I always think we're going to split, no matter how good the teams are. So now, for me to get us after week 10, Steve, I had us at 5-5. Now, obviously, that can't happen.
Right.
Now, because we're not 3-5, but I think at Carolina, the Falcons are in the dome. So the best we could do is 4-6. So I don't know. If you look at the strength of our schedule, because who we were playing was definitely at the beginning. Now, even the Cowgirls maybe wasn't up to par. But just look at the Eagles, Atlanta, the Chiefs, and all that. So that's why I'm not. It's just how we've been losing in Hollywood. That's what's bothered me.
Right. Well, Bob, getting back to your question, like name a player that's like a stud that's young.
Yeah.
I don't see any. Maybe
because there isn't.
Johnson, but they don't use him enough.
Who? You know? Who you said?
You said Juwan.
Juwan Johnson, a tight end.
Okay, Juwan Johnson. Come on, no. A stud is like Jimmy Graham. A stud or elite or great is like Jeremy Shockey. You know, like Josh, you have to look in their career. No, Juwan Johnson, no. He could be good, very good. No, he's not elite great. You see Juwan Johnson being amongst the best tight ends in the league? No. No, so I'm telling you, McCoy. The only one is our center, that being Eric McCoy, and now he's not available. And you look at McCoy, he's 27 years of age, so I'm going to give us a break. I kind of looked at who's 26 and under. So McCoy's 27. I'm going to say, okay, I accept McCoy still as a young player because he can still have a handful of years or maybe 3 to 4 at a very high level. But other than that, no, I mean, I think we have a promising punter.
Hayball to the rescue.
Yeah, you look at Hayball, that's very encouraging. But he's still, even Hayball, if you look at all the punters around the league, and Charlie, you probably can look this up. I'm telling you, because you have to look at the net. Don't look at the gross. Look at the net. Because the Saints would put that out there. You don't have that in my notes. Look at 32 teams. I bet you Hayball's not in the top 10.
For net punting yards.
Yes, you have to look at all, I'm telling you, because you got to punt it far and all that, but then how you angle your punts inside the 20 and all that. It'd be interesting to see. I think he's in the top of the league, but not necessarily top 10. So
We'll go to a break, do a little research, and get back
about
to you on
where
that
Hayball's
one.
At, the punter.
Right,
he's
exactly.
Young, he's young, up and coming. But, you know, when you talk about the roster, Hollywood and everyone, who that nation, you might say Dennis Allen. No, Dennis Allen, come on. That's Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland. Well, they in charge of getting the players. Now Dennis could have some input, but that's Mickey Loomis and Jeff Ireland in charge of that.
Before we head to break, Cajun Cannon, we're going to pause 10 seconds and let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Rocking and rolling here on the Ciroc Point After. Want to hear from you, 504-260-1870. Taking a break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned on that New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Ciroc Point After, pouring a glass and taking a big swig after a 26-8 loss for the Saints. They're now 2-6 on the season, have lost 6 in a row. The road record, Cajun Cannon 2, now 1-3 on the year. Obviously, another thing we used to pride ourselves in being road warriors.
Yeah, do you know, I got to find this in my notes because this is something serious. This is going into last year, not what have you done for me lately. But you know that the Kansas City Chiefs, because I've said this on shows before, and we're not road warriors anymore. We were actually at one time doing better on the road than we were in the dome.
Right.
I don't know, pressure at home. And only the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champs, had won more road games. I want to say, even going back to 17, I don't think it's 18, 2017 up until last year. So it was definitely a handful of seasons that only the Chiefs had more road wins than the Saints.
Right.
But right now, I'm not confident the Saints on the road are in the dome. I'm not, come on. That the Eagles game, they needed a damn touchdown, not a field goal to tie the game.
Marched right down.
Or to win the game, they needed a damn touchdown. That cannot happen. They didn't have enough time. So you got to hold Dennis Allen. He's in charge of the defense and all. You got to hold him accountable there. And then Atlanta?
No touchdowns.
No touchdowns. We lose the game. And then Paulson and Debo. We had the interference. I mean, and then, you know, Koo. I mean, in other games, he might miss kicks, but he ain't missing games and kicks against the Saints.
For sure.
He ain't missing those 50-something yards.
Cajun Cannon from Brian Duvall, statistician and friend of the program, let us know that the Saints have one offensive touchdown in their last 10 quarters of play in last 32 possessions. So, well, Derek Carr, you can please come back soon.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, you might say, well, Derek Carr is not the answer. But Derek Carr right now is a better option than the Rattler or Jake Haener. I don't know. Jake Haener, and he's wearing my old number three. And he told me he was going to make it proud. And I think he's trying. I think Jake Haener at times, he could spin it. But it looks like he's truly thrown out of a well. I want to say get on your tiptoes like Drew Brees so maybe you can see over the line. And you're trying to throw it through the branches. But I look at Jake Haener at quarterback back there. And it looks like groupie playing quarterback.
Right, compared to everyone else.
Just look in the huddle. Yes. I mean, Steve, you know when I stood by him, they got him in the program. There ain't no way. They have Jake Haener at 6'1". If he's 6'1".
I'm 6'1". There's no way.
Or I'm 6'7".
No, I'm 6'5", then, right?
Do I look 6'5", 6'7", 6'6", to you? No. Jake Haener, there's no way. I don't know. I guess they just could put what they want in the media thing. But, like, he could be 200 pounds, but he's not no 6'1".
That's like cleats with a heel on it, I think.
He's little. If you're little in the league, you know who could succeed in the league and is little? It's Kyler Murray. You got to be able to run like that, Cat. Remember how I said you can't be little and slow? If you're little and fast, you have a great
chance. Yeah.
Yes, you have a you make people. You can have a great chance to be successful. Kyler Murray is the perfect example.
No, and he runs like a video game. It's kind of like ding, 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 ding.
Yes, exactly. That's the quickness, the speed. Jake Haener don't have that. So, but yeah. So where are we at? No, Derek Carr, come back. Help us be respectable. I mean, to win. Now, some Saints fans will say, "Well, I don't want us to win." What you mean? You don't want to compete? Yeah, you always want to compete. Then they look into the future because I think we could still win some. We don't have to win just two or three games because when you think about it, this is definitely a losing season. This is not hovering around 500 because you play 17 games now. You know, when it was 16, 500 is 500, is 8-8. Now they could sugarcoat it or twist it to where, I don't know, 8-9 is like a 9-8. And all that. Because you get the double-digit wins, you're in the postseason. And that's not necessarily that unbelievable. It's not like 10-6, it's 10-7. But it's still double-digit wins.
Right.
But 8-9, 9-8. But if you're winning seven games, no. That ain't 500. And 6-11, hell no. That's you got to make changes. And that's just the reality. You're not trying to get nobody fired. It's just a demanding part of the business of being a head coach in the NFL. And right now we had two wins. So, yeah, the Saints don't have to lose every game going forward. But if you somehow don't miraculously turn this around and you have six, seven wins, I mean, come on. You can't say, oh, we're heading in the right direction. Oh, we won four of our last five. Again, you have to look at who you're playing. And I look at it, we could be heading in the right direction. Well, you playing the Raiders in the Superdome. You should beat the Raiders. You playing the Giants in New York. The Giants aren't very good.
The Browns are coming to the Browns. Dome. Right.
The Browns are coming to the Dome. Then you're going at Carolina. Well, that's four more wins right there. If you're trending, are you heading in the right direction? So was that six wins right there?
Right.
So that's why still interesting to see what's going to happen. Now, the one game I had us winning and that in the Dome is the Washington Commanders and Jane Daniels.
Not so fast.
Well, what are they like? What are they like, 6-2 right now, Steve?
6-2, right.
Yeah.
And just had a nice Hail Mary to secure the win for the Commanders, right.
No, a lot of fans will show up for that. That's like a Joe Burrow game.
Right.
When the Bengals came to town, when the Commanders come to town.
QBU, LSU.
Yes, QBU, LSU, Jane Daniels coming to town. That would be a game that I'd want to witness. That's going to be October. When is that? That is at the Saints. When is that? December 15th?
December 15th, right.
December the 15th. It's a noon kickoff. Yeah, we always play at noon at home.
We just got to get to that third win right now, though, Cajun Cannon Soap. Panthers are in our crosshairs.
You got to win. I mean, we crushed them. The first game, we crushed them. But, and we play Little Bryce probably again. Little
he
Bryce.
Took over the reins this week. We'll see if he's back next Sunday.
When we come back from the break, I want to know what he
stats.
Did. Yeah, what did he did today?
We'll get into that right after the break here on the Ciroc Point After. Stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We're back here on the Ciroc Point after the Saints go down 26-8 in L.A. to the Chargers. Black and gold now 2-6 on the season, folks. We're going to get into now our segment of What's Bugging Bobby about today's game. That's brought to you by J&J Exterminators, largest independent exterminating company in Louisiana. Cajun Cannon, there's so much I'm sure you can get into, but what's bugging you, I guess, the most about this game?
Well, I don't know. I have to put it like, I can't just put one thing because it's a combination of things that I think about and I was like, man, that ain't good. And it's just, I mean, I'm going anywhere. And it's built up and a lot of frustration. But I thought truly, now, you're not winning anything. I thought truly we're a middle-of-the-pack team. I don't know what's going to happen. I thought we could be a 9-8, 8-9 type team. And I know that doesn't mean you win anything. Now, if things, the ball's bouncing away, you can win the 10 wins. Right now, playoffs, like Coach Moore.
We're just trying to win a game.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to win a game. We lost 6 in a row. We're not even middle-of-the-pack. I thought we middle-of-the-pack. Now, some Who Dat Nation members think, we're at the bottom of the league. So I look at bottom of the league, so let's say a handful of teams. That would be, I guess, 28 to 32. I think we're not in the middle of the pack. I think we're somewhere more like in the 20s. That's still not good. If you're in the 20s, like I say, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. Usually if you're in that number, teams are looking to go in a different direction. Now, you can let it play itself out, and then we'll wait and see what's going to happen. I think, I don't know, is it going to make the Saints better if Coach Allen's no longer the head coach? I don't think so. So you might say, who you make the interim head coach? Why would you make Kubiak? He just got here. I mean, he don't have no skins in the wall. I think in honor of John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh's brother, who's the head coach for the Ravens, you make Coach Rizzi the head coach, the interim head coach. But I don't think this is going to happen. I think they got to let this play out with Dennis Allen, and then we're going to see where we're at at the end of the season. But like I said, I think was bugging me, not even middle of the pack. I think we're more like in the 20s. And while I'm not necessarily encouraged going to 2025 and beyond, so you look at not only what's happening now, what's happening the next couple of seasons. Do we have any great young players? Do we have any young great players who impactful that the nation's talking about? The one that would be impactful is our center.
Who's out right now?
Who's out? Eric McCoy, and he's 27 years of age. That I think he would start off for every NFL team. Well, Bobby, they probably have other centers better than him, but they would put him at left or right guard. I think Eric McCoy is good enough that
he'd be a
starter for all the NFL teams, whether it be at center or guard. Not Cesar Ruiz. I'm talking about Eric McCoy. Whether it be at center or left or right guard. So to me, we got some good, very good players, but nothing great and elite. So that's bugging me. That's discouraged going forward. And still, because you get kind of spoiled, because it seems like the ball's definitely not bouncing our way on this. We do not make contested catches, whether it's our receivers against an opponent DB or our DBs against their receivers. We do not win those battles. The quarterback's just throwing it up our DBs today. Like, for instance, contested catch, our DBs don't win.
And last Ladd McConkey touchdown, my mouth was on the floor. I couldn't believe it.
They had one even with Alante Taylor, one of our young players. What, you can't track the ball? Kool-Aid drank too much Kool-Aid, whatever. I mean, he could potentially be good, but he ain't great. I'm talking about like elite. You know, like Revis Island or something. You know, when you look at, like, I played with Deion. I know in the hell I'm talking about. I played with freaking Deion Sanders. I'm telling you, I know what's elite.
Like, I think so, Brian Brzee's a very good player, but he's not elite.
No, Brian Brzee, he don't play good enough against the run.
Exactly, right.
No, he can rush the passer. No.
I'm just trying to think of our young, talented
Brian
guys.
Brian Brzee is very good, but he ain't great. He ain't elite. No, exactly. No, he's very good, but he's not elite. Peyton Turner is not even good, because you can't. How can you hold somebody accountable if they're not available? Does Peyton Turner? Let me see if he had any stats for us. I mean,
I don't recall him even mentioning his name today. Honestly,
I mean, he did play.
Okay,
he had two tackles. He had one unassisted tackle. He had two tackles. No quarterback hurries. No sacks. So Peyton Turner is like a poor Marcus Davenport, who went from the Saints to the Vikings, the Lions, and he's out. No, we just said, I'm telling you, who's picking these players? What are we doing? Oh, Bobby, it's hard to hit in the draft. It's hard to do all that. Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks. Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland. Okay, well, are you getting the players to truly put the Saints in a position to be a champion, to win a championship? Right now, hell, we're just trying to make playoffs. We're just trying to make the playoffs.
We're trying to win a game.
We're just trying to win a game. Exactly. Exactly. Can we get the double-digit wins? Hell, can we win five? I don't know.
Can we win three at this point?
No, we're going to beat Carolina.
We're taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Everybody, hold on. We're coming to you right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Ciroc Point After, the Saints falling 26-8 to the Chargers in L.A. Black and Gold now 2-6 on the season, taking all your calls. We're getting off at 9 o'clock, so want to get them in. Steven, you are up next, talking about if a loss to the Panthers comes. Oof, I don't want to think about it, but what do you want to say, Steve?
I want to say I think Joe Biden is really Dennis Allen. I mean, every indication out there. Have you guys, or has anyone, given Dennis Allen information about how to speak in public? He said, I counted in his press conference. He said, and the phrase, 32 times.
Well, Stephen, he's
really
a nice
representative of us?
Hey, but listen, he's a nice guy, Stephen. Dennis Allen is a nice guy, but nobody cares about that. Listen, you don't have to be a great public speaker. I mean, that doesn't mean that you don't know football. But it's just right now, I think he's beaten down. He just sounds, he just sounds like a defeated man at times when he's trying to explain himself or what he's trying to do to get the players to respond. But just because, listen.
He has to know too, though, Bobby. Obviously, like right now, it's like,
well, he knows he has
my
to win.
Job's in jeopardy, obviously.
Well,
and he knows that the light's getting dimmer.
Well, and Steven, if you look at it, he's won 43% of the time. As a Saints head coach, 18-24. As a head coach overall, and Charlie's won a third of the games. You look at the Raiders, and you look at the Saints, so he's 26-52. So he's had a chance.
Like you always say, that's a good sample size.
That's a great sample size. And look, a lot of coaches like Dennis Allen have not been successful as head coaches. You're like a military brat. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles? Vic Fangio. Did he work out as a head coach?
No.
No. Guess who coached the outside linebackers at the Dome Patrol? Vic Fangio. Coach Ricky
That's
Jackson
amazing,
and
right
Pat
there.
Swilling. And they'll tell you what they think of Vic. Then work out at head coach. Wade Phillips, outstanding defensive coordinator. Then work out as a head coach of the Cowgirls or the Buffalo Bills. So there's a number of examples, Stephen. So I'm telling you, Dennis Allen's going to land on his feet. Look at Pete Carmichael, Sneaky Pete. He gets fired, Sean Payton. He likes his role now with Denver and the Broncos. You look at Vince Lombardi's grandson. Joe Lombardi,
right.
Yeah, look all the different places he's been. But he still has a role. Only so many coaches can beat a true alpha dog like a Sean Payton. And I just don't think Dennis Allen is that guy. He knows football. He knows defense. But the horses do matter. Who are you coaching up? And I'm going to comment after, Stephen, after they come back from the break. Charlie, you can leave him on if he's not finished. But I'm going to bring up what Dennis Allen has done as a defensive coordinator, defensive coach, when you do have different personnel. So it's not like, well, all of a sudden we think he's a good coach. No, he's put some numbers up defensively. But as of late, no, it's what have you done as late? And our defense is not that good. They're not impactful enough to help us win. Because the way we were structured this year, our defense had to kick ass or we weren't going to win and have a chance to maybe be a playoff team and get the double-digit wins.
Continuing on here on the Ciroc Point After, want to get to everybody as soon as we can, so we're going to take a break and be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing it up here on the Ciroc Point After. Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, and Charlie Long bringing you until 9 o'clock this evening. Want to get into our calls here on the line. And Kevin, wants to talk about a great player he thinks that's on the black and gold. Kevin, who you want to throw into the mix for the Cajun Cannon?
Somebody we lost focus on was Alante Taylor. He was a stud the first couple of games of the year, and we've kind of lost focus on that. But I think that
well, he got still, burned today. He ain't even no stud guy. Today. He's good. He's very good. Yeah. He's like the Chris Olave of the defense. He's not. Listen, Alante Taylor. This is good for him because he was third in tackles. He had 3.5 sacks. He looked 7 tackles for loss. Quarterback hurries. No, I think Alante Taylor is very good in the slot. But I'm talking about he ain't no Marshawn Lattimore. You might say, Bobby, I don't like Marshawn Lattimore's attitude. No, Marshawn Lattimore, I say, man, all of a sudden with my hamstring, I'm not playing. I'm just talking about a skill set. I'm talking about like, Jalen Ramsey, Darrell Revis. No, Alante Taylor is an NFL player, and he's good, very good. He's not elite. Look, Holly plays the ball. Look what happened today. Again, what have you done for me lately? And even look at the game against them, the missed tackles. He's had some good tackles, but then he's had some missed tackles. So, Kevin, I'm not saying Alante Taylor, a lot of teams wouldn't want him, but he wouldn't be their best defensive back. He might be part of the team and to help you contribute, but teams aren't afraid of going against Alante Taylor. Justin Herbert wasn't afraid to go against him. He was one-on-one. The guy in the slot, he didn't even put a move. He just ran. They threw the ball up, and he couldn't find the ball. Then he gives up a touchdown to McConkey. So, I'm not hating on Alante Taylor. I'm just saying he's not elite or great. He's very good, but I wouldn't consider him elite. I think McCoy is elite. He's a great player because I'm telling you, our center could start off for every team, either a guard or center. They'd find a place for him. And that's the only one I could think of. And I think I'm being objective.
Appreciate the call, Kev. Thank you for the call, Kev. Rocking and rolling here on the Ciroc Point After. We're going to take a break, and we return more of your phone calls. So stay tuned on the Ciroc Point After. Oh, Cajun Cannon, what do you want to say real quick?
No. When we come back, I did find the notes. That to show you why Dennis Allen to stop the run didn't forget how to coach.
Charlie has given us a reprieve from the break, so you can get into it right now.
Oh, okay, get into it right now. Okay, let me tell you right now. Okay, when you look at Dennis Allen, did he forget how to coach? No, it's the players. Or the players, remember we used to have David Onyemata? Remember that guy now in Atlanta? Now you can't pay everybody. Oh, you look who's contributing and where we're at. Do you know, and he was running the defense, he's in charge. From 2017 to 20, 17, 18, 19, 20, the COVID season, the Saints did not allow a 100-yard rusher in 55 consecutive games.
Ah, the good old days.
No, it's like, hey, you can't run against us. They have allowed now 300-yard rushes already this season. Now, today, we had Dobbins. We stopped him. Now, he only averaged 3.5 yards a run, finally. But if you look at it, they've now allowed 300-yard rushes already this season. Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, who came off the street a couple of weeks, played with the Chiefs. and Sean Tucker. Remember that dude from Syracuse? Who in the hell is Sean Tucker for the
Broncos? That was definitely when I'm looking up on my phone. I'm like, who is this guy?
So you look at the Bucs and the Broncos that combined for 502 yards rushing, 332. But they get better at this. 332 of them coming before first contact. So we did play better today and not giving up basically 3 yards before the running back even gets hit. In those games, now 8 different ball carriers had at least one run of 10 or more yards. So so when you look at that, I think Dennis Allen is coaching the team now the same way he would have coached them from 17 to 20. So how do the players respond? So, I mean, that's the individual player as far as are you doing the technique and what's being taught. And so that's why I say personnel. Who's great? Who's truly elite? Or who is like, okay, I think, you know who we don't talk about? He don't even talk to the damn media. Nathan Shepard. I mean, can he hold David Onyemata's jock? I would say no, but hell no. But bang for your buck, he probably comes because you're trying to figure out the salary cap and all that. I mean, Colin Saunders.
Right.
I mean, he's flamboyant. You see him making plays. I think he even had a sack today.
He did.
Look, he had a
nice
sack.
Nice to see him busting on through.
Quarterback hurry, a tackle for a loss. But really, we have not been winning in the trenches like our front seven. Pete Warner was a big part of that. He comes back. He leads the teams in tackles with 9, 7
Hopefully
and
assisted. He's okay. He got hurt again.
I know. It's like we use that damn blue tent and that tent more than any team I see. We always in. Oh, how many times I hear Deuce or Hoss or Jeff.
Someone taking them to the blue tent.
I'll be going under the blue tent. We never had no damn blue tent. They would just address whatever by the bench, whatever. But they don't want to film that because I guess you can go right up on you.
Sure.
But it seems like we might be setting the record for the players going under the damn blue tent. It seems like every offensive defensive series, oh, somebody's going in the blue tent. I don't know. They got hit a little hard, their ankle or their head. I don't know. It just seems like we use that blue tent a lot.
Taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Going to get to all your calls when we get back, so stay tuned right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat? Things are getting a little too happy, a little loose here on the Ciroc Point After. We're going to get into our Ciroc Toast of the Game for the Saints. Pour yourself a glass of Ciroc Premium Vodka. And our Saints Player of the Game is, well, we're going a little outside the box with this one, Cajun Cannon.
Well, I was thinking, I wanted to give it to Alvin Kamara. I would have given it to Alvin Kamara if we'd have won the game. But we didn't. Look at Kamara. He averaged 6.7 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 24. But what I didn't like, he got targeted 11 times. He only had 6 catches. And he did have a couple of drops. I don't like it when I say, oh, the quarterback threw the ball too hard. How about it goes through your hands? How about you freaking catch it? Now, he had 122 total yards in scrimmage. But I'm going to go with Taylor Swift.
The one, the only.
The one and only Taylor Swift for the economic impact which he's brought to New Orleans. And we need that.
She's on stage right now, probably.
Who hates money? Don't we all like money? I mean, come on, and helping the economy and what she's doing. Notice an impact like a Final Four, all the people that come to town, Super Bowl-like.
Yeah, it's our warm-up for the Super Bowl.
Without a doubt. Verizon, I think they're all testing the internet and all that, how that's all going to work. I'm giving it to, since the Saints didn't come away with a win, and no player was really playing at the highest level, which they can. And I hold Alvin Kamara to very high standards. Now, he had 122 total yards, but a couple of drops. That's why I'm not going
in. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. I'm going with Taylor Swift over Alvin Kamara.
You just ticked off a bunch of non-Taylor Swift fans.
Well, how can you be non-Taylor Swift? Would you hate money? if you're in that camp and you're promoting it, why don't you like that? Don't be a hater. Come on, don't be a hater. Look in the mirror. Humble yourself. Everyone needs to be humbled. Humble yourself a little bit and just support that somebody's daughter. And she's done great things. I mean, don't be a hater. Look in the mirror. Just enjoy life. Come on, walk in love.
Going on with our Ciroc Point After here, checking out our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got our good buddy Jimmy from Gretna on the line, Cajun Canning. Jimmy, how you doing after this game, man?
Hey, believe it or not, I went out there to the Taylor Swift concert. I mean, tonight we went out there, ran into Marty Smith at ESPN. It was cool. Okay. It was packed. I did it for my daughters. We didn't get a ticket. They had a lot of people holding signs up. I got work at 3:30 in the morning. Yes, Bobby.
Well, you're good. You go to work at 3:30, Jimmy.
I'm proud of you. I'm a supervisor, dude. I got to wake up early.
I'm proud of you.
I don't sleep, but we're going to, Bobby, we'll talk about that later. You and me like money, okay? I'm like you. Listen, me and Charlie talked about it. All right, you guys remember somebody, Steve? You remember the My Buddy doll from Mattel?
Of
Everybody's
course.
A little buddy. My buddy, wherever buddy he me. Goes, my buddy and me. All right, that's what we got. That's what we got with Gail Benson, and she's a great lady. She's a spiritual woman. She loves God.
Unbelievable.
She does a lot for the Archdiocese. She's a great New Orleans Catholic woman. And she saved the Pelicans and the Hornets and all that stuff. That being said, sometimes she's too nice. She wants to keep the Pete Carmichaels, the Dennis Allens, all the Mickey Loomises. They're all buddies. Because she's getting older. She wants to trust somebody. I get that. But me and Charlie talked about it. You know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, it was a great union. We had some great things fall down to us. You know, we weren't supposed to get Reggie Bush. We did. It was going to be Mario Williams with that 2 pick. You know, Sean Payton, I think Drew Brees made Sean Payton more than the other way around. My point with all this is,
I agree with that.
Yeah, and look, we landed, and I'll give Sean Payton credit. He got guys, you know, diamonds in the rough. Lance Moore, Pierre Thomas, Zach Strieff, 6th round, whatever it was. Colston, 7th round. He gave him the keys to the car. The rest is history. Me and Charlie talked about the ability to analyze talent. Jeff Ireland, Mickey Loomis, whoever's in charge of this current scenario, I mean, they're not doing what we saw during the heyday, the last, the Sean Payton era.
Well,
you know?
Jimmy, to me, okay, you might say, well, Bobby, they don't come a dime a dozen. You just can't grow them off trees. You're considering where we were picking, but you know what you can't miss on? You can't miss on the Marcus Davenports and Peyton Turners of the world. Now, Brian Brzee, listen, Brian Brzee's answering the bell. Now, he needs to get better against the run, but he can't influence the opposing quarterback. Well, Marcus Davenport and Payne Turner can't influence nothing because they don't freaking play. They're not on the field.
I got a name for you.
Who's that?
Isaiah Foskey. What's he doing?
Isaiah Foskey.
Who's that?
Is that the same guy that played at Notre Dame? well, look at the numbers he put at Notre Dame. Did he sell his soul to the devil at the Catholic school at Notre Dame to have that kind of production? And well, what has he done? He comes to New Orleans with the Saints. Did he put the voodoo hex on him or something? He ain't produced nothing. Foskey, we don't want you just having tackles on special teams. We want you to contribute on the regular defense. No, it's very discouraging. And listen, you got to get the horses. And you got to pick the right players. That's why you get paid the big bucks, whether you're a general manager or whether you're a player evaluator. You might not always get it. You know, you can look at now, Charlie and Steve, y'all might off the top of your head, I'm sure some Saints fans will remember, since Sean Payton and Drew Brees, we really talked about 2 drafts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the draft with Reggie Bush, and you can name all the players that
Roman Harper was in there.
That came along with that. And then you could, was it the Lattimore draft?
With Alvin Kamara, Lattimore.
The point being is like
Ramchek.
Yeah, it's like it's not Marcus one or Williams. Two players. It's like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 players. Now, so it's not like we got to do that every year. No, that's not realistic. But you got to
hit on your ones.
Yes,
you got to hit on your twos even too.
Yes, you got to hit on those top players, and it needs to come around more than just once every decade or once every dozen years. If you're truly going to have sustained success. Now, if you have a young quarterback like the Texans, because when you're paying C.J. Stroud and you're on that rookie contract, then you have some a little leeway about who you're going to pay, who you bring in, and all that. But right now where we're at, you got to look at, okay, what players, what do we have? But now whoever's the head coach, they're going to be held accountable. And Dennis Allen, look, I like Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen is a great man, as I think Gail Benson's a great woman. But, you know, it's the bottom line. You got to freaking win. You could be a jerk. And if you win,
Don't matter.
But it could be like, oh, Bobby, I want everybody to be an upstanding citizen. Yeah, that's good in theory. I'm talking about reality. You got to win. And right now, if you don't win, you make changes. It's just the way the business. The NFL is a tough business. Everybody wants to win. Everybody can't win. That's why 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year.
Our reality right now, Cajun Cannon, head into break, and we'll be back to close things out right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Closing up shop here on the Ciroc Point After. First, we're going to take a break. 10 seconds, we're going to pause. Let Saints identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Cajun Cannon, when you go through ruts like this, obviously all the bad records or stats come out that get magnified even more. Rod Walker from The Advocate and Times-Picayune just tweeted out recently, this is the first time since 2001 that the Saints have lost 4 straight games by double digits.
Noah, you're getting waxed. I mean, that's a lot of points. It's not like college football. It's not like, I don't know, some Alabama spanking Toledo or whatever. You have to look at it. No, in the NFL, that's why you look at a point spread. When it's a touchdown or more, I thought the Saints would cover 7, 7.5.
Seemed high to me, too.
Or even, you know, like 10 points. So that's a lot in the NFL. So that's not promising when you look at that. And then when you look at a mentality, who's promising? Now, we're going to look at a crystal ball, like the Saints fan base. Oh, well, Bobby, we had Dan Campbell in the building. You know, he's from, he's old Aggie, Texas A&M Aggie.
Man, Detroit put a whooping today.
He played, you know, for Sean Payton, tight end. He was on the Saints staff. And look at that main mentality. You know, has the same kind of mentality.
Bite your kneecaps.
I'm telling you, I think Mike Vrabel, with the Titans. Now, he never won anything. They might have been the number one seed in the AFC.
Sure.
But they were relevant. He has, to me, that Dan Campbell mentality. When you look at, like, future coaches and all that, I think he'll resurface somewhere because I think he's that good. But, you know, I say, like, well why? Because if I look at this, Bobby says, this is a text, let me see right here, 3225. Bobby, suppose that philosophy, you can't afford to miss out on the Sean Payne's of the world by hanging on too long to Dennis Allen. Well, it ain't over till it's over. It's a lot. Let me tell you, somebody's going to give Bill Belichick another chance.
No, to be fair, too, Dennis Allen, Dan Campbell left while Sean Payton was still the head coach.
Right.
It wasn't when, you know, Dennis was around.
It's all about opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. You might say, well, if we'd have known that, then you tell Sean Payton, you put pressure, oh, we're going in a different direction, we're going to give it. No, you would never do that. But the point being, under a coaching tree, and you look at Bill Parcells, Sean Payton's part of that.
Right.
You look at all these different coaching trees. Look at Coach Saban. And who's been a part of those staffs? You look at University of Texas right now. Sarkisian. I mean, you look at Kiffin. They were all coaching under Saban. You know, everybody looks at opportunities. Can you take advantage of that? And then all of a sudden, you win, you have success, then you have a great opportunity going forward for you to be the man.
Saints go down 26-8, Cajun Cannon. 6 straight losses, 2-6 on the season. I know you and Mike Dettillier back at it tomorrow on Second Guessing at the Silver Slipper Casino. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Hope you have a great rest of the week, though, Who Dat Nation. Bobby, say goodnight to everybody.
Well, we're going to win our next 2 game division games. We're going to beat Carolina, and we're going to split with the Falcons. I always tell you that. So I'm still encouraged, but I'm kind of disappointed. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.